pets, all different kinds. They are part of the family pets, share their whole lives. Some folks have puppies that chew on their shoes, and some folks have fishes that swim on they snooze. Some folks have birds, they chirp and they cheep, sometimes late at night when you are trying to sleep. One girl has a snake that is past 8 feet long. One guy has a lizard, he lives all alone. Some people have horses, they are pretty big eaters. It costs lots of money to be able to feed them. Some folks have chickens and some folks have ducks. Ducks are fun paddlers, but chickens just cluck. Hamsters and gerbils like to spin on their wheels. They run through the tunnels and wiggle their ears. Some folks keep parrots, they are good for a chat. And some folks have spiders, we won't talk about that. Some folks keep butterflies, they start out caterpillars. And when they transform, it can be quite a thriller. Ant farms are fun, but don't let them escape. Same goes for mice who make baby sister shriek. Our friend is a cat who lives in our home. He sleeps in the sun to keep his belly warm. He spies out the window all through the night, and he likes to make biscuits when it's feeling just right. I could go on and on about turtles, geese, and bats, and rabbits that live in Japan's hat. There are some pets that live in places quite exotic, or high, high in the mountains like a big fuzzy llama. Or sheep, goats, and cows that live on a farm. Or big talent birds that sit on people's arms. There's so many people, so many kinds. There are many, many pets, and this can be no surprise. All different kinds, they are part of the family, they share their whole lives. People have pets, all different kinds, they are part of the family, they share their whole lives. People have pets, all different kinds, they are part of the family, they share their whole lives.